Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, I want to get Chavez. Let's start the topic of Maria Shin Nen. And I've seen a lot of the Gemaras in the afternoon. So let's begin. The Gemara says in Merkotin, we haven't touched upon those Dabin for a while, but back at Tedvav in the days, the Gemara has on the bottom line of Tedvav and Aleph the following. It says that in Oval is Chayiv Lamaisa in Avelis. Gemara says Beferish Oval Chayiv Bekriya the Kamal Rachman al Bnei Aaron. The Abishur said to the sons of Aaron who were mourning for Nadav and Avihu, Elazar and Isamar were mourning for them. Loti Fromu, do not rend your garments. Michal de Kuliyama Mechayvi. Here you have a similar kind of a diuk form. And the Gemara writes black on white, then Avul is Chayvi Kriya. And that's the Makor that Elazar and Isamar were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to tear Kriya, Mashma, every other Avul. That's the tear Kriya. And it's interesting that the Talmud of Chiyon of Paris, one of the Rishonim, is Masber, the head of the Rishonim, called Rishonim Machronim Akedoshim Balde Amasoira, that the deaths of Nadav and Avihu occurred on the first day of the Chinuch on Mishkan. So public displays of Avelis were definitely restricted because we didn't want to interfere with that public celebration. So nonetheless, there is other Avelim Rechayv in Kriya. Menuda Mao de Kriya. The Gemara says, what's the din my Menuda? And the Gemara says, Teku. We mentioned Teku, he did Tishbi, Atar, Tskushbi, Avayas, Shidim, Kibet, Tzubis, and Biskurov. Roshan, Tishli, the seven Biskurov, Zatzal, that he didn't, wasn't comfortable with that because Eliyahu will answer the Avayas, which means Allah Alamais, but who says he's going to answer the Kashas and Lomas? Nonetheless, Menuda remains a Sufik. And we said in general, the Shach said we make on those Shilas of Menudah. Then the Gemara says, Mitzayra Mao Bekriya. What about a Mitzayra? Tashma. The Gemara quotes a Brisa, Begadim Yufrumim, Shiu Mikuroim, Shma Minin. Gemara quotes a Brisa that quotes Beferish Apostle. So, Lamaisa, it comes out that a Mitzayra has to wear clothes that are torn. So, an Oval and Mitzayra are Chayv and Kriya. Menuda is a Teku, which the Shach says we'd be Mekel on. It's unresolved, but we would be Mekel. And if you read the Brisa closely, it says that they shall be torn. They shall be torn. Now, Lamaisa, the Ritva is bothered by, this is a Poskin Chumash. Mitzayra Mahu? Don't you know Psukim and Chumash? Ravina Ravashi knew Chumash. What are they asking Shaila and Mitzayra Mao? You know what I mean? Also, I don't know if we're going to answer this kasha. I think you could add on. I think in other places, the Sfasemis might ask such kashas or shash. Why does the Gemara need to quote a Pusuk? Why does the Gemara need to quote a Brisa to quote a Pusuk? Just quote the Pusuk straight up yourself. You need to quote a Brisa tonight, literature to quote a Pusuk? But that kasha I don't think we're going to answer. But what Bechal was the Shaila? It's a Pusuk in Chumash. Zok the Ritva here. The Ritva says L'Ravcha Demil Sanakin Mitzora Ma Bekriya Peres L'Ravcha Demil Sanakin Lay. In other words, we're just running on La Misfat Misafka. It's not a real Suffolk. Dazil Be Zil Kare Be Ravu. It's a Paskin Chumash. Even little children know this Psukim, right? That's what Zil Be Kare Be Rav means. Any little child knows Psukim Chumash. So I mean, the Gemara is just saying Lamaisa. The Gemara is just saying it wants an expansive discussion of this topic. So that's why the Gemara presented the Shiloh. Svasemis, though, Lamaisa, asked the same kasha and is going to give a different teretz, Lamaisa, that we'll see Bez Hashem. Okay? So, Lamaisa, what comes out here is the following. One of the great Talmidim of the Brisker Rav was the Emek Bracha, Reb Zev Pomeranchik Tzatzal. He has two famous farm Emek Bracha and Teres Roy. I brought it in from home. I want you to see it. They make bracha here in Mitzurah Dav Beis, Mitzurah Oz Beis, Frekta Kasha. You know, all these shilas that we compare a velus to a Mitzurah is based on the Pasuk Va'asafam Yata, which the Targum says Ka'avela, which we discussed in the beginning of the summer. That there's an element of a velus for a Mitzurah, and he's mourning for his what? For his life. He's mourning for his life that he acted badly. And all the shilas in the sugya basically are run based on that concept. Do we have all the dinim of avelus? Do we compare them completely? All the rest of the bais in the sugya, do you have all the dinim of avelus or not? So what are we being pashut from that begadim mufrumin, which pashut shad means what? That a mitzvah has to walk around Yehuda with torn clothes. But he doesn't need a maisekriya. All he needs is a totsah. A result that has to be torn. So how are you being pushed to Shiloh? Lamaisa. You're being pushed to Shiloh from the God of you, Frumin, that they're only Mechuyiv and Mitzurah with the God of Kruim, but it's not Chayiv at all to be do a Maisa Kriya with the God of. In other words, if he had torn clothes from before he was declared a Mitzurah, he could wear those torn clothes back. Mashen King, Legabi Avelis, says this Amik Bracha, for sure you need a Maisa Kriya. If you had a torn shirt from playing ball, and then you lose one of your seven relatives, you just put that on your Yotze? Of course not, he says, in Tzarachiyun. Throughout the whole sugya, we've equated Tzaras and Avelis. And all of a sudden, Lamaisa, it's very clear you see the Gedarim are different, says the Amik Bracha, in the sense that a Mitzayr only needs a Totzazak, that he only needs a torn begad. Whereas Avelin need a Maisa Kriya. So how can you tie a Lamaisa? He says, Sarachiyun Lamaisa. How are you Pashat? How is the Gemara? Pashat the Gemara from the fact, begot of you, Frumim, we've been saying all along that there's an element of Avelis by what? By a Mitzayra. And therefore, by Avelis, we're assuming you need a Maisa. And then open up, we see by a Mitzayra, all you need is what? A Totsah. So therefore, Blaib Sarachiyun de Mikbrachi says it doesn't go well. The Gemara is assuming the whole time that the element of Avelis we find in Mitzvah. Well, what do you find by a Mitzvah, Sam and Sammy? All you require is a Totsah, but by an Oval you require a Maisa. That's the Kasha of the Mikbrach. One sec, Sam. So that Kasha is assuming three premises. We always say from Rosh Shlita that a Kasha always, especially from the Rishonim, here it's where the Gedol Achrayim assumes a certain premise. And here there are three premises to this kasha. Number one, that the din kriya b'mitzayra is all you needed to totsah and not a maisa. Number two, the din kriya by an oval requires a maisa kriya. And number three, that the Gemara includes that they're equal. Let's see whether all three of these premises we have to hold of. Okay? But that's certainly what the Emek Bracha held to ask this Kasha. He assumed all three of these premises. Yes, Zach?
Don't we say that Kriya and Avelis are different things? Kriya is not part of Avelis? Different thing.
Like,
didn't we say different things?
Right, but we'll get into details. But for our purpose, an Avel requires Kriya, the mice. An Avel requires an act of Kriya. Whether in the mechanics of it, it might have, like halacha divrei hamekam avol, you might say only by avelus and not kriya. But in the general framework for our topic now, yes, it does. Avol chayev kriya. It's under that general. For our purposes now, it's a good horror. For our purposes now, we assume like that. So if you look in the Rambam, in Pirik Yud, in Hilchos Tumas Saras halacha vav, what a Rambam discusses, what a Mitzorah must do, Zok the Rambam, the Zel L'Shoina. Yud, you with me? Mitzvahs esei shiu mehamet zayra muchlat mechusse rosh kol yemei chaluto va'ota asafam ke'avel. He has to cover his head. He has to what? Ota asafam ke'avel, like an avel. Uforeim begadav umodia over malav shu tomei. He has to tell everyone he's tomei. Shenemar v'atzaru asher bo anega. If I would ask you, what does the phrase in the Rambam uforeim begot of me? What would you guys say? A maisa or a totsah? Uforeim begot of. A maisa. Absolutely. Excellent, Zach. If he wanted to say it was a totsah, he should have said, she you begot of ferumin. Poshup shat, it's mashma that the mitzvah is a maisa. Bidiyuk like ava. That's if you look in that Rambam, in that Hazaka. However, if you look in the Koteris, you know, every Rambam, when he begins a topic, has a Koteris. What's Koteris? The crown. He always describes in the crown what the mitzvahs are in that category. If you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Aras, when he discusses in the Koteris, how does the Rambam write it? L'chur, you would have said, mitzvah says sheshimitzura mechusa rosh. Right? V'chein yoshod mitzvah says sheshiyikra begadav. Based on that Rambam, the Arach Hazak, you would have said, do a maisa kriya. No? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, one of the six mitzvahs a mitzvah has to do, sheyiyu ha-mitzvah mefursim bekriyas begadav. What is that mashma? What is that mashma? What is that mashma, Zach? That he should be publicized? What? Totsah. It's mashma totsah. And if you look at the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs in Kuf Yud Beis, the Zel Lashonoi, he should tzivanu liyos ha-mitzara yadua lakol ad sheyivdu menu b'nei adam. Mashma that again, it's a totsah. That it should be mefursim. That he's mefursim is tumah. One of the ways is they should have begonim that are kruim. Mashma, that it's not a mitzvah. So from the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, you get the impression that it's a maisa. Uforim begonim. You get the impression from the Koteres and the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's a tzotzot. So the maisa, the Minchas Chinuch was hedging about this. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Kufay and Aleph, Hosbeis, writes, Hayanirim Eloshin Rambam Sheno Chayev Dafka Likra Rakim Lokach Beged Karua The Lovish Gam Kim Yotzidei Mitzvah Lo Kamo Gabe Avel The Mechayev Dafka Likra Chol Aholich Beged Karua The Amazim Reze Gozel Chayim As Yud and Ariel found the Gemara of Vavim and Beis in Moikotan. What does it say in Moikotan? If you walk around with a torn Beged in front of what? In front of live people and dead people, you're what? You're nothing but a gnev das brius. You're engaging gnevis das. You're a bad guy. Why are you a bad guy? Lamaisa, why are you a bad guy if you do such a thing? I'll tell you why you're a bad guy. Because you're gnev das brius, you intend a levaya with a garment that was previously rent. You're robbing from the living because he's deceiving them into thinking that he tore over this deceased. That's what the Perish says over there. And he's robbing the deceased, says the Ksav Yad Rashi in the Ritva, since he doesn't make a new kriya in his honor of the deceased. Right? Obviously, the last nekuda is relating to a karav of a deceased who's obligated to tear kriya. But besides neglecting his obligation, he's robbing his deceased kinsman of the proper kavod, says the Muki Yosef. And the Ritva and Rav Shlomo ben Yosef say, it's referring to any person. But he degrades the deceased by acting as though he rent the garment in his honor. You're a gnev das brius. You're robbing a deceased person of his honor is the most grievous offense. You know why? Because it never can be repaid. It's like the opposite of chesed shalemus. It's the opposite of chevek kiddush. It's a horrible thing. So you see b'feirish, without a doubt, you see b'feirish in this din, that the Minchas Chinuch says, near me, Lashon HaRambam. What does that mean? There is a near from Lashon Rambam, the Pashuk Shad of the Pashuk, is begun of you, Frumim, that all you need is a what? It's a Totsah. Meaning the Minchas Chinuch is focusing more on the what? The Koteris and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as opposed to what? As opposed to the Arach HaZakar. So the Minchas Chinuch says, have a little bit of a what? A little bit of a contrasting here. In Hilchos Mitzayir, all you need is a Totsah. In Hilchos Avel, all you need is a what? You need a Maisa. Even though we're pointing out, referentially to points out in the Sefer, in Simin et Ches and all the Yisachar, that in the Yad HaChazak, it's Mashon and the Rama, that it's a Maisa in the Mitzayir. Okay. So the Mela, if you hold like this, it comes out the following. That the Mitzvah of Kriya, by Avo, we want to say as a Maisa, and by a mitzvah, Poshup Shad, it's a totso, even though we did dig up the Rambam in the Arach HaZaka, that it's a mitzvah by Kriya as well. Which Gemara proves very well in Shas that when it comes to Avelis, it's the mitzvah? The Gemara has in the Darim, Adaf Pei Zayin, Hamad Aleph, Rachmanu Litzlan, if someone has a choyl in his home, one of the seven relatives, and he faints, the choyl, and the surviving relative here thinks he died. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, and we'll see it in Bava Moed Katan, that if you are there, b'shas yisiyas neshama, you turn kriya. I was there by my father, b'shas yisiyas neshama, I turn kriya, b'shas maisa. By my mother, unfortunately, I was not able to. It's a tremendous thing to try to be by. To be by the person before they pass away, your loved one. And we find that in the Gemara writes, he realized that when he tore kriya, the person hadn't died yet. But then, tochke de dibor, after the kriya, the person died. Please get the case. I'll say it one more time. The sick relative passed, fainted. The surviving relative was there, thought he had died, tore kriya immediately. Turned out he had not died. But then, after the maisa kriya, within tochke de dibor, the amount of time to say shalom lechem Rabbi Amiri, he was nifter. So the Gemara says befeirush that kriya is good. We attach the kriya with the ptira of the person. Ptira is the dying of the person. You follow me? Therefore, we can attach the shas ptira, which was after the kriya, and it's good. So what you see from there, poshiv shad in the Gemara, is lemaisa, like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes, lo kamo gabiyavu d'machayev dafka likro. You need a maisa kriya. It's mucha from that Gemara. Because if the whole point was to have totsah, that it's torn, who cares the what? That he didn't die b'shashakara. The whole vort is that the oval should wear a what? A torn beged. See, if you're looking at a discrete act, obviously the getter is what? By avelus to have a maisa kriya. That Gemara is very, very convincing that by avelus, the getter adin is a maisa kriya. The Mela, this leads us to the Sfasemis. The Shabbos b'daf kufheim b'beis. The Mishnah says in Shabbos on kufheim b'beis that if you tear in anger on Shabbos, God forbid, you tear a shirt on Shabbos, you're putter, because it's kilkel. In order to be over a malach on Shabbos, it has to be constructive, not destructive, like the malach in the Mishkan. What happens if you tear kriya for a mace on Shabbos? What's the din? Putter as well. Putter as well. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? L'maisa. The Brisa says, Korei v'chamaso v'avoh v'ameso yechayiv. And the Brisa, the Gemara asks that kasha, and we're going to get back to when we get to that sif, not today, what the teretz of the Gemara is, but for our purposes, the Brisa says, Afa pisha mechalas ha-shabbos, yotzi yedei kriya. The Brisa writes, black on white, you're mechal Shabbos, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Chof Ches right here. It's a long simon here, guys. We'll go through Bez Hashem. Okay, it has a Beferish later on. In Simon Shin Mem, I believe it's Sif Chof Ches. Yes, it's Beferish. It says, Afa Mishchol Shabbos, Yotzi Dei Kriya. It's Mamish right off the Gemara, the Psak Halach. You're Yotzi. So, Svasem is Frektakash. Svasem is on the Gemara and Shabbos. B'chura Kosh, Amai Yotzi, Kevin Avim Mitzvah, Baba Avera. How could you be yotzei? The mitzvah of Baba Avera. If I steal a lulav and I shake it, I'm not yotzei. So how could you be yotzei? I was Machal Shabbos. So in the second teretz, he says like this, that mitzvah hilios holech bebeged karua. Wow. The mitzvah is to walk around with a torn beged. The mitzvah is not the action, like we've been saying. The mitzvah is the totzah. Now, even though if it got ripped by itself, he says you're not yotzei. But the mitzvah has to come from an action you did, but the real mitzvah is to walk around with that torn beged. Yeshlomer tzarech liyos holech bebeged shikara ba'atzmo. Chen tzarech lomer b'shitasu b'yishum arayim out in the dark. So how do you get out in the dark? The mitzvah is to wear that. Nevertheless, you have to wear a beged that was torn for a mace. But the mitzvah is really the wearing. And if it was torn outside the tochen edibur, then it wouldn't be called a beged karua on the mace. So Mimela, I'll bring you a raya to this. Are you allowed to mend up the beged? Toch shiva? No. So Lamaisa, the Aveira, I want you to get this, is in the Etzim Kriya. The Aveira is in the Etzim Kriya. it's a doichek lomar lamaisa that the goof of the kriya is considered to be the chiv. The goof of the kriya is not the chiv. And he says, he brings a raya from the Yushalmi. What's the Yushalmi I want you to see? The Yushalmi in Pirik Yud Gimel, Lacha Gimel Shabbos is an amazing thing. Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Mishim Yotzadik says, stolen matzah, you are not Yotze. So, Lamaisa, what's the difference between stolen matzah, which are not Yotze, and tearing a baguette on a Shabbos for an oval? The Yushalmi asks that kasha. The Yushalmi says like this, Taman Gufa Avera, meaning by the matzah was stolen, therefore you're not Yotze. The Avera was done on the article of the mitzvah. Bram Hacha, Taman is a Lashon Hasam over there in Yushalmi. Bram is, however, Bram Hacha, who over Avera? When it comes to Kriya, the guy was over the Avera. So the Korban Eda there in Dimaskah Kufa Avera says, Shil Malay Lo Gazla, if I didn't steal the matzah, Lo Hayachal Avarach Alel Lekayim HaMitzvah. I wouldn't have been able to say a bracha and fulfill the mitzvah by eating it. So the ikar avera was done on the chesachul. Bram hacha ava kanu over avera shakar b'shabbos ava ain't kriya avera. The kriya of the garment is not diseased with an avera. Ilu karabeg etzeh b'chol. If I would have what? If I would have torn this beged on a Friday or a Thursday, of course I'm yotze. So it's an extrinsic avera. The Avera is not part and parcel of the what? Of the mitzvah here. So since the Avera is extrinsic, therefore you don't apply the principle of mitzvah of Avera. So Memeila, the Sfasemis is Masbir, the Yushama Pishitoso. That Kriya, the mitzvah is not in the Maisa, that you would say mitzvah of Avera. The mitzvah is in the Levishas Abegat Karua. So even though you were over in Avera when you're Machal Shabbos, but that's not Shaykh to the mitzvah of Levisha. I wasn't over anything when I'm wearing the beged karua. Memeila, this is the pshat in Yushalmi. And concludes the Sfas Emes. Al koponim ein divrei Yushalmi's parshin came. Then yochel afarish dvarvel afimash kasavnu shele mitzvah miskayemis b'shas akriya rak shia beged karua v'adayin tzarchiyu. Meaning, according to the chiddush of the Sfas Emes, the kasha doesn't even start. Be'emes, the din of kriya and avel, and the din of Kriya and the Mitzvah are exactly equal. We started off the kasha that what? By Avelis, it was the Vice Asher, and by Mitzvah is the Totsah. Zark, refrain, Lefidus, Hasem, is not true. By Avelis, granted, it has to be torn, but it has to create a scenario that I'm wearing a Beged Karua. It has to be torn, Alameis, to create a scenario that I'm wearing a Beged Karua. Memela, they both have the same Gedar. And even though Lamais Sfasema says the Doichek, Lamaisa, even though Lamaisa, he says it's a Doichek, but the bottom line is, Lamaisa, it seems to be that if you say like that, the Kash is answered very well. Now, if we take this a step further, the Sugya later on, which I hopefully we'll see if we get to today, you require a Mida when it comes to Korean. We require a Rita, and we'll see Lamaisa. Most we showed him in the way we passed him that Amida is Ma'akev. If you do Kriya when you're sitting, you are not Yotze. Poshim Shah. You are not Yotze. Ladas the Sfasem is that the Nitzes Levisha Beged Karua. How do you read that? That din that it should be movement speaks more to what? That it's a Maisa or Totsah? You guys tell me. Maisa. So how do you reread it? So again, you have to say, of course I need a what? I need to wear a beged karua, which was done on mace, but it has to come from a mice that was done properly. And that mice was done properly has to be done with amida. And anything that wasn't done with amida is not a mice, a kriya karui. Okay, granted, it's a bit difficult, but that's what you have to say. But you have to go to another Sfas Emes in Moed Katan on Daf Yudal. Second Sfasemis. The Sfasemis says the kasha that I asked before. Just open up a poskin chumash. Frak the Sfasemis, the same kasha as the Ritvah. So the Sfasemis in Dibra Maska Gemara Mitzvah says, Tamua, my Medboilu. The Mafurish Batayr of Mishnah Mitzayr Tzarch Priya Ufrima. So he wants to say like this, guys. Listen to this. Perhaps you could say the opposite. And that is that ulai, you could say when it comes to kriya, you need a kriya, halacha l'maisa. Whereas the shaila is, when you need a kriya by mitzvah, do you need a maisa, or is it enough to walk around with a beged karua? That kufa was the shaila, Jacob. And the Gemara answers the kula, that you don't need a what maisa. All you need is what? All you need is a totsa. So basically, the Sfasen is turning around the whole kavanah of the Gemara. Instead of saying that an oval and mitzvah are equal in kriya, adarabim, the Gemara is holding from the premise they're completely the opposite, Yehuda. That by avelis, you need a kriya on the mace. L'mais, you need a kriya on the mace. And the mitzvah, you need what? You just need to beg at a karua. And that would not be a steer to what he says in Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, we're saying the mitzvah avelis, granted, needs a maisa, but it's the mitzvah to wear a lavush, lavishes beged karua. But lamaisa, you still need a maisa kriya, whereas mashenka and a mitzvah, you don't need anything. You could have a torn shirt from playing ball, and then you're declared a mitzvah, and that would be just as well. If you say like this and combine the two svasemeses, the mele, the kasha doesn't start. The Gemara never meant to say that an oval and mitzvah are equal to din kriya. Adarabba, they're two different categories. The mitzvah of kriya and the mitzvah of totsah. And even the mitzvah of ava, which is a maisa lamaisa, even if you say the mitzvah of ava is a maisa kriya lamaisa, but it's to create a scenario that what? That I'm wearing or walking around with a beged karua. So what I want to bring out is that by a mitzvah it's fully a totsah, and by avelis it is a maisa but leads you to a totsah that you're wearing a beged karua that was karua alames. And the Mela, it comes out, Lamaisa, a beautiful vort. Because in the Taisa Rush, I want you guys to look this up. I think I gave it to you. On Tedvav and Beis, did you see it? I don't know if I gave it to you. Please look it up. The Taisa Rush on Tedvav and Beis has an amazing thing. He has a summary of all these Shilas about Mitzora, Menuda, and Ovo, and he summarizes them all on Tedvav and Beis, Sofdir Maskul B'Yom. And he asks Akasha there, and he says, why does a mitzvah, which we touched upon, he doesn't send a korban, whereas someone who's tamei sends korbanos? So he gives an answer, and he says, the fact that a mitzvah has an element of velus, that's why lamais, he doesn't send the korban. So he summarizes all of them, and he says, I'm going to give you the following dinim, where a mitzvah and oval are equal regarding the dinim, because they have this similarity of avelis. Quoting it, va'avgo avde kamilan bepsachim and tamim mishlenek karbonosav hochalav mishum tuma kamatchilu el mishum avelis shalom shu ka'avel a mitzvah is like an avel. Here we go. Legihutz, what's gihutz? Ironing. Letisparis, cutting your hair. Latifus rosh, we know what that is. Latash shamita. What's missing? Kriya. Kriya is not on that list. What's the answer? Because Kriya is not identical, Zach. Kriya by Avelis requires a Maisa that leads to a Totsah of a Bege Karua. By a Mitzayr, it's fully a Totsah. That's why I didn't put it on the list. Is that Meyerdik of Vort? It's a Meyerdik of Vort. Memela, we answer up the Emek Brachos Kasha we had in the beginning, the Maisa, that Sarachim, they're not the same Hagdara, but I thought they're always the same Hagdara. The Teretz is L'maisa, that they are different from the perspective of Totsah. Mitzor is pure Totsah. Avelis is a mice that leads to Totsah. But that's why I didn't make the list in the Taitz HaRosh that they're considered to be completely identical, Halacha L'maisa. They're not considered to be completely identical. The only difficulty is that Ram and Yad HaZakah that says Foreim Begodav. Because we're trying to say, based on this whole mahalach, that it's purely a totsah. Okay? That's the mahalach. We got it earlier, Sam Yadakasha. You got it? Okay. Zach, Yadakasha before? Yeah, real quick.
No, it's okay.
You got it? Okay. Let's take this now a step further. Okay? We talk about the concept of avelis and how it relates to kriya, l'maisa. We have to speak about the following different Gemaras, which I wanted you to see, you've seen in the afternoon, L'maisa, it comes out as follows, okay? Let's get it. Comes out to be an interesting chiddush halacha l'maisa. Okay? The Gemara, let's get it, on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, points out a machlokes between Amoraim, between Rav Masna and Mar Ukva, Mishmin Avu, if God forbid, someone has a second person that was niftar. Not just first, a second person. So the din is, you want to tear Kriya for the second person, you've already torn Kriya for the first. Chadam or Kol Shiva Korea. One sheet that says that during that Shiva Lamaisa, right, the Gemara has, on Chavav, Amadbez, what do you do, Lamaisa? What do you do for that? The second relative died. It was reported during the Shiva the first. So Kol Shiva Korea. Lacher Shiva Moisif. After Shiva, you could just add on to the pre-existing one you did for the first one. Okay? Meaning if it's in the Shiva, you need a separate, distinct Kriya. Yes? After the Shiva, you can add on. Chadam or Kol Shloshim Korea. Within the Shloshim, you need a distinct Kriya. Lacher Shloshim Moisif, you can just add on. Yes? Two sheetahs in the Gemara. You got that, Chlor? Everyone got up to that yet? In the afternoon? Okay. So, what do you see from this Gemara? Said the Rav Zatzal. Let's get it. What do you see? That both Amoraim agree that one rending, or one tear, cannot count for two mace. Each mace requires its own kriya. Everyone cop that? That's clear. You see that in the Gemara. Yes? The question is, does it need a distinct one, or can you add on? Those are details. But in the Haggadah, each mace requires a separate kriya. Okay. But if you look in the Mordechai, it's Simon Tov, Kuf, Chof Aleph, says an amazing thing. He says, if someone loses a relative, and then he loses another relative at day five of his first Shiva, he can count five, six, and seven. It can overlap. He can overlap. So he'll end up finishing like Yudas said in Seder at N12. Which is unlike Naziris. Naziris, you can't overlap. Avelis, you can overlap. C-A-N. So the Mordechai says, I have a riot for this from the Yushalmi. What does the Yushalmi say? The Yushalmi writes explicitly that if someone has a mace, a second mace in the first one, Toch Shiva, you can't tear a Kriya. If it's Toch Shiva, you can't tear another Kriya. Lefishadailo Bekara Rishon. You hear that? You don't need to do a new Kriya for the second mace if you're still within the first Shiva of the first mace. Amazing. If you're after the Shiva, then you can be Mosef on to the pre-existing Kriya you did for the first mace. So the Yushalmi has an amazing concept that you don't need to do a new Mosef Kriya for the second mace if you're within the Shiva of the first one. That's amazing, says the Mordechai. You see from there that according to the Mordechai said the Rav Zatzal, that you can have one Kriya for two Mason. Smack against the Bavli. Frek the Rav and Frek the Gon. The Rav points out the Gon. Shinai and Hesif Kon Chalafafal, if I gave it to you. We always postulate the Bavli against you, Shami. Mehechetesi. Why on earth would the Mordechai bring me a Raya that you can what overlap on days of Shiva from a Yushami about Kriya, which the Bavli argues on? Why on earth would the Mordechai bring a riot to the Yushalmi over a Bavli? That's the kasha that the Rav asked, and the Gaon really is asking. So the Rav wanted to say an amazing thing. This goes to the hardcore of what we discussed in the first Mahalach. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Kriya on an oven? Is it the Maisa, or is it the Totsa to walk around in a Beged Keruah? So no doubt the Rav said, if you were playing ball and you had a ripped shirt before one of your seven relatives died, you definitely can't put that on. Don't get me wrong. When I talk about totsa, I mean that you tore Kriya on a mace and created now a result that you have a bag of Karua. Now can you wear that one for other mason? That's what the Rav's saying. That's the Shaila. How do I know, Yehuda? That's the Gemara that Yehuda and Ariel pointed out. How do I know you can't walk around with that shirt that you had ripped before when you're playing ball? Because it says you're going to Das Prius, you're going to have a Das. So that's Chlor. No doubt, you can't. For Mitzorah, that's fine, we said. For a Mitzorah, that's fine. You begot of the Frumin. But for Avelis, that's not fine. So Mameila, it comes out, if you tore Kriya on a Beged for one mace, that's labeled as a Beged Karua. That's labeled as a Beged Karua. Calls man Rebetoch the Shiva. And therefore you have another person that dies, since you can't mend up that first, that Beged that you tore, your Tok Shiva, it's Mistabra, that's called a Beged Karua, even for another mace. And if it's a Beged Karua for another mace, it would be good. So Mameli, welcome to Mistabek, are you Yotze through this wearing or not? Are you Yotze through this wearing or not? So the Rav said, I want you to get this, Lamaisa. The Rav pointed out the Rambam Nichos Avelus Perichesel Lachavav. Not only are you going to have Das Prius if you do that, if you walk around with a Beged that was torn from playing ball. Not only that, he says you're Mavakal Mitzvah Avelus. The Rav was Madaik. You look in the Rambam. Not only are you going to have Das Prius, are you a Ganav? But you're also what Mavakal Mitzvah Avelus. That's what the Rav was Madaik in that Rambam. But this Shiloh of whether you need a Maisa, guys, or is it enough to walk around with a what? A beggar that was torn, l'shem avelisak, a totzah, that's a machlokes bavli Yerushalmi. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Everyone agrees that you can overlap the days of Shiva, no doubt. The shaila is, what about Kriya? The Yerushalmi says, yes, you can overlap it. It's called a beggar karul l'shem avelis, and you don't need a new Kriya for the second mace. And that's why you're yotze. By walking around, you don't even need a new kriya at all, Zach, says the Yushami. Masha'en came, the Bavli holds, you bet your bottom dollar, of course you need a new Maisa Kriya. And if you're in what? If you're in Shiva of the first one, you need a new Maisa Kriya for the second one. Each one has to fall for the new mace. And if you're outside Shiva, so you can add on, but you still need a new Maisa Kriya. Because one kera cannot misyakis to two mason, says the Bavli. Because the Bavli holds it's a Maisa. The Yerushalmi holds it's a Maisa Kreda Totsah, which can lend itself to the degree that what? That maybe even for the second Maisa, you don't even have to do a lot. You don't even have to do a Maisa Kriya, because there was a Maisa Kriya done to that Beged for the first Maisa, which is echoing a little bit of Mitzayra. A little bit of Mitzayra, you follow me? By Mitzvah, you don't even have to do any Kriya at all for. At least you had a Maisa Kriya a little bit for one base. A Moiradik is still a tyrant. Moiradik. Lefizet, one sec, boys. Lefizet. Now you can answer the kasha that the Rav asked. How can the Mordechai bring a riot from Yerushalmi against the Bavli? What was the riot that the Mordechai was bringing from the Yerushalmi? Right? What was the riot? They both agree that you can overlap like Avi Shiva. That they're not arguing on. They're not arguing on out Shiva. You can overlap, no problem. The Machleis Bavli Yerushalmi is in Hilchos Kriya. The Machleis Bavli Yerushalmi is in Hilchos Kriya. Mela, unbelievable. So don't ask me a kasha. How could the what Mordechai bring a riot to the from the Yerushalmi over to Bavi? They weren't arguing that. The Ryan was bragging that you could overlap for days of Shiva. What they were arguing was regarding the Kriya. Can you have a Kriya that was done for one mace count for a second mace without even doing anything? Shami says yes, because it's a mice with a totsah, as long as the mice on a mace. And the Bavli goes, no, you need a mice purely on its own. That's what they were arguing on. The Mordechai was just bringing a Ryan from the Yushalmi, the mice, that you can overlap Lamais for days of Shiva. That's all. And everyone agrees to that, Lamais. Malos of Shiva is fine. You can overlap. Nilchos Kriya, they weren't arguing. Lamais. I'm sorry, Nilchos overlapping, they weren't arguing. Kriya, they were arguing. So the Mele refers very beautifully to Halacha Lamais. Now it's interesting, Rav Konersberg Shlita points out here in the notes that if you look in the Minhas Chinuch, he's Mechalik and Avelis and Tzaras. Avelis, Yechayev. Then he says the Svasemis on Kuvheim Beis says even an oval is not mechuyev davka ma'isa. It's enough to walk around, but you got to fix that up a little bit. It has to be what? I'm sure that's what he meant. It has to be a beged karua that was from a mace, not stam like by mitzayir. See, we're filling in the details. And not only that, you got to tell Rav Konersberg there's another Svasemis in Loikotan that said what? that's a by tzaras, it's completely one. Complete a totsah. Right? Could even be torn for what? For because you were playing ball. Okay. This leads us to the following now. Let's get it, guys. And that is that there is a line. So that's the second mahalach. Okay, we have two mahalachim so far. Let's get to the third mahalach. There is a line in the Gemara. We have to know these mahalachim as introductions to the Kriya. There is a line in the Gemara that any kera which is not shas chimum is not called a kera. Okay? Is not called a kera. So let's get it. Okay? Oh, it's getting late. The Gemara says, and Chavdala Mer Aleph, the Gemara says, Beferish, that any kera that is not shas chimum is not considered to be a good kriya. Gemara says, Chavdala Kol Kereshin Mishasim in a kera, Ramele Shmuel Nachnash is Rav, they told Shmuel and Rav was Nifter, Karla Tresar Mine. 12 garments he tore, some have here's the 13. Amar Ezo Gav Rav Mistafin Mine, he says, the one he was afraid of when he made Psokin has died. Similar story, Amar Leb Yochan Nachnash in Chanine, Karla Tresar Islam Adilsi, born over 13 robes of fine silk. Amar Ezo Gav Rav Mistafin Mine. So, Frek the Gemara, that's not Shas Chilu. Right? We see that what? We see that Lamaisa, he would what? Rend his garments in mourning. Lamaisa, other than the time of intense grief, right? He said 12 different garments. Mustami didn't wear 12 garments, guys, in one day. No. That's, you know, that's bizarre. It's 12 different days, Mustami. So he was tearing Kriya much later than the time of death or hearing about it. Several days later. It's a great caution. And for the Gemara, shiny Rabbanon, they came called Shatam Medachar Shemai Tayu Bishkishas Chimum Domi. Every time he mentions Shtukul Torah for them, it's very upsetting because why? They're not here anymore. It's intense grief. So Lamaisa, we see from here this tremendous Chiddush, Lamaisa. We see from here this tremendous Chiddush that Lamaisa, Shmuel says that any kera, which is not a kera, which is not a pshat, chimum is not a kera. So Lamaisa, what's the pshat, Lamaisa, behind this din? And this really speaks to this halacha that we have to have kriya bisman chimum. Okay? So what emerges from here is two fundamental times of kriya. One is b'shas chimum, which is the time of death, which the parish says, Bisman Avat Cholasar, number one. Number two is, the Shas Chimum can change, depending on the Tsar, Klapa the Niftar. For a Talmud Chacham, it's not just the time of death, it's any time you mention the Shtukul Torahs. And therefore, by a regular person, they made a low pluk. It's Shas Chimum, Shas Misa. Which Gemara is that? Let's get all the Gemaras down. Chav Heim Rav. The Iker din of kriya of a regular person is man nesias neshama, but for a talmud chacham, it's not just at that time, but it's also any time you mention his any time you mention his divrei Torah, the shtickle Torahs. So that brings us to the Gemara and Daf Chaf on the base. Mi shein lo el chaluk likroa, if he had no shirt to tear, when he's damel lo b'toch shiv, and he gets a shirt korea. Lachar shivena korea. Oni ribzera basre, the med varim urim mechamisha mate mitzvah. Aval avima korea v'holek, yitanei likvot avivimo. You see from Lamaisa, this Gemara and Chaf on the base, at least legabi shar krovin, right? We saw the Gemara that Kriya and Chavdal Barav require Shas Chimum, Shas Misa. And what does this Gemara say in Chafim and Beis? That you can tear up till Kriya, up till Shiva. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Ches, that on Kol Mason, if you didn't hear about it till after 30 days, then a Korea. If someone didn't have a shirt and you get the shirt, talk Shiva, you tear Kriya. After Shiva, it's too late. Avivima, you can tear forever. What's the difference between Chavdal and Chavay on one hand, which stresses what? Shas chimum, shas esiyas neshama, and chafam abeis, that says, no, you can do it afterwards. And don't tell me, l'charchila b'diyeva, that seems very difficult. Why? Because the Gemara's lashon is very strong. Kol kera she'ene b'shas chimum eno kera. So you have a steer from chavtal and chavhei to daf chav. How do you deal with this? Who asked this kasha? Toysus asks it. A chavtal and aleph. I know Max, he had a kasha. We'll get to you, okay? Believe that. Toysus and chavtal and aleph, dir masa v'chol kera. So Toysus asked that kasha, gives three terutz. Now the first terutz, the Marsha says Zapella, must be Toysus had a different gears. But let's what say over the three terutz. The first terutz was on daf chav, you have to say ter kor kri already. Shaskim. And there's another din that if you wear another beged, you have to tear kri on that beged tok shiv. So that's the sugya and dafof. The sugya and chavtal and chavei is where what? You didn't tear kri of shas chimum, and it's too late already. Once you missed it, you're done. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Get down your nose. And Marsha says, the Tosfos must have a different gears, because Masha and that Gemara and dafof, you didn't tear kri originally. Okay. Number two teretz. L'chachilo, you have to tear b'shas chimum. But if you don't have a shirt, shaschimum, you tear afterwards when you get it. It's important to emphasize that according to this teretz, that's only someone who had no possibility to tear b'shaschimum. Because if you did have a possibility and you missed it, you're done. That's the second teretz. And then, Tosfos gives a third teretz. What's the third teretz? The third teretz is that shaschimum in the Gemara is not limited to Shas Misa, but it applies L'maisa even afterwards when you mention Shtikl Tartars of the Chacham. So therefore, I want you guys to get this down. According to the first two Teretz of Taisa, Shas Chimim is objective. According to the third Teretz of Taisa, it's subjective. Subjective might be relative and different to depending on what L'maisa, when you mention the Shtikl Tartar of the Talmud Chacham. So it comes out, L'maisa, that there are fundamentally three teruts with those, two of the three holding objective. The third is holding what that is considered to be subjective, and Shaschimu could be up to Shiva. These two approaches can be found, says the Sefer Yesod HaHaloche, in a machlokes the Bach and his son-in-law, the Taz. The Bach, in Simen Shin Sarivov, it's quoted in the Shach, in Sifkot Nalev, says someone who is a choyle, God forbid, and he was so weak he could not tear kriya. Then he gets healthier. Do you tear kriya after shiva? Yes. Whether your mind was clear or your mind was not clear during the shiva, during the illness. Doesn't make a difference. You do kriya after shiva. And the Taz in Sifkon Aleph argues on his father-in-law, and he says only if your mind was not clear. Meaning you didn't know it was flying. You were unconscious, God forbid, during the shiva. Then you tear kriya after shiva. When you get better. Because that's Shas Chimum for you. You didn't know about the Misa. But if you knew about it, you just physically couldn't do the Kriya, forget about it. After Shiva, you're done. You can't do it anymore. Because Shas Chimum is past. L'chura, this is the Machlaikis. According to the Bach, L'maisa, what's the Pshat, L'maisa? The Bach holds that, you know, if you physically couldn't do it, L'maisa, it doesn't make a difference. According to the Bach, it doesn't matter whether it's physical or whether it's not physical. It doesn't matter whether you knew about it or not. You tear kri afterwards. We have to be mechalik, according to the Bach, between someone who did not have a shirt and it came out to be a shirt. There you only do a tok shiva. Because mitzad atzmo, you really theoretically could have torn kriya, but what? But it's considered to be what? It's considered to be different. L'maisa, you didn't have a shirt. So the chum only give you 7 days. However, someone L'maisa who couldn't do it, because he was sick, whether he knew about it and just physical problem, or he didn't even know about it at all, that person can be what, when it's after Shiva, would tear kriya. And that's the Lashon Nabach. Shchashuv achshav kishas chimum. It's machmash, after Shiva, there's a shas chimum. It's machmash, there's a shas chimum. However, Lamaish, you could say, maybe when Dafka, when his das is not slulo, when he didn't know what's going on, maybe that's considered to be shas chimum, because you know it all. But L'maisa, what I want to bring out is that the Poshim Shad Nabach is that it's considered to be objective. Objective Shas Chimum is either Zman Misa or the first time you hear about it. Okay? We're just fine-tuning the Bach a little bit to say when your mind was not clear at all, then Lamaisa, that's like a new type of Shas Chibur, but it's all objective. Lefida Taz, it depends on the person. If you had clear mind and you couldn't do it, you're done. I'm sorry. You're done. I feel bad for you physically, you couldn't do it. But it's done already. It's all subjective according to the Taz. Whereas according to the Bach, it's considered to be more objective al pidin. So I'm saying these two approaches, the first two terrors of those against the third, maybe is a machleg, is the Bach Taz. How you view Shas Chimum, guys? How do you view Shas Chimum? And lo halacha, the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Shin Mem quotes the Smak, that we tear Kriya until Stimus HaGoyel Bekever. Because until then, it's Shas Chimum. Okay? And the Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, and the Gesher HaChaim says, the Minig Ashkenazim is to be Korea Kodim, that we take the Mesa out of the house of Levaya. That's why I thought at the end of the chapel is the best time to do it after the eulogies. Many people do it in the beginning, before the eulogies. I thought the best, and I have the Maser from Rav Nachman Kohen Shlita, to the great Goyim. The Minig Sfardim is they do it even after the Levaya, before the Sudas Avra, and they do Kriya with the Brach at that time. That's what the Alkut Yosef writes. So, Lomai, we're going to get to the details of that position. But according to the Gesher HaChaim says, you tear Kriya until 3 days after the Kriya with a Bracha, from 4 to 7 without a Bracha. And the Yaakov Yosef says, only Biyom Kfuru do you say it with a Bracha. Now, when I say you do it with a Bracha, I want you to get this down. Dianemis with Shem Hashem is not a Bracha on the Kriya. We just do it at the same time, because that's Shas Chimum. Shas Chimum is when you tear in Kriya. So it's appropriate to say the Bracha then. Unless you were there with Shas, you see the Shema, that's when you say the Bracha. But if you weren't there, you say it at the time of Kriya. But it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. So, Lechura, are we doing against the Gemara? The Gemara said, do Kriya b'shas Misa. Nikr Shas Chimum. The Gemara has a Chavei. The Minig Asfardim is after the Levaya. So it's a big, how do you read that in, Lamaisa? How do you read it into the Gemara? So since everyone's not Bekim in how to do it, we want to do it at a set formalized time, says the Gesher HaChaim. And that's how the Minig developed. You want to do it at that time when you first hear, have, when you're at there in the Nesiyas Hashomah, that's fine. If you want to do it the first time you hear about it, it's fine. But you have to know the halachas. We formalize and do it at certain times, halachalamas, because we don't want people to mess it up. Okay? And the Chumis Sitz Eliezer, Chelekim Simin Chavez Osvav, deals with this Ramah, and he says, Yeter Kriya Achi Yistom Ameis. And the Ramah is trying to exclude after the Kfura. That would only be Bidiyavi to do it then. But until what? Until the actual Kfura, it's considered to be Lechachim. You really should do it at the time he sees the Shama, like we said, at the time you're there or at the time you hear about it. And that's what Bavadia says as well. So let's just pin those down, Allah Lamaisa. But I want you to get it. That's why my minig is we do it. I do it at the end of the Levaya in the chapel, because I feel like that's, you're doing it at the beginning. That's not Shas Chimum. That's Spain bring it out. That's Spain bring it out, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? The Zichron Yitzchak says the Chachim B'Shas Hasidus Yishama. The Beis Yehuda says Kodem Stimus Hakoyel. The Yafal Alev, these are all Gedol Akram. The Yafal Alev says the minig is the Ter Kriya after the Kfura. When he says Tzidek Adin. The Rachal Shulchan and Siv Kimmel says the Ikar Mitzvah Kriya is after it sees the Shama. That's Shas Chimum. At least do it before Stimus Hakoyel, he says, for the burial. The Pnei Baruch says the minig in many Mikoymis is the Avelim Ter Kriya and say Dynamis before you take the mace out of the house. Out of the house means the chapel. And Rabbi Vadi says Lechachila Miyad after you see the Shama, or you hear about the Ptira, and you should do the Kriya as close to the Shama as possible. The minute that they're Kriya after Kfuro, after Stima Zagol, Yesham El Yismok, he says, there is what to be Soymechan, Allah Lomais. But he says, if Yom Kfuro passes, you should not say a Brach anymore. And he says, Lomaisa, you should not say a Brach anymore, just do Kriya without a Brach if it's after the day of the Kfuro already. Okay? So those are the Divin Shitas, Allah Lomais. But the Ramah writes, the Chachila, Tzarech Lekroa, Kodim Shiyistom Pnei Ameis. And the Shah quotes, I'll be the Rashba, Omrin Tzidek, Adim Shiyashon, Shiloh, Dynamis, Korei Alva. When you get to Dynamis, Korei Alva. So again, you're saying Tzidek Adin. He's having Tzidek Adin even at the time of Shiyashon. Usually Tzidek Adin we see after the Leviathan. That's a tremendous Chiddush, Allah Lomais. Okay? So this is, I want you to get about the Shas Chimum. Now, Lomaisa, I just want to add on to this what the Shas Chimum is, the Gemara, with what the Rav wanted to say. Please, let's get it. The Rav wanted to say, from this Gemara, Shaini Rabbanan came to call Shaiti Mekarish Maisa Kishas Chimum Dami, that the Mechayiv were being Mechayiv in a Karov and a Chacham. The Mechayiv of Kriya of a Karov, of a Mace, a Karov that died, is Shashmiya, the Rav said. There's no Chiyiv Likro more than one time by a Karov. What's the Mechayiv of a Chacham that died? Shas Hesped. The Gemara writes in Moed Kon Chavim is Chacham. Kolzman Sheoskin. Behesped Chayavim Likroa. Tanya Chacham Kvoto Behespedo. The Rav said that Inyan Hesped is to describe the Hashivas of the Nifter. That's the Hargasha. That's when you feel it. And that's on the Chacham Shemes. So Rav wants to set up for a Karov Shemes. The Kriya is a Shas Shmiya. You don't do Kriya more than one time. By a Chacham, it's the Shas Hesped. That can be multiple times when you're saying his Tyrus. The Rav did say, though, you look at Hilchos Avedas, Perek Tesalach Yidgimel, Ein Ma'achron at Shas Hesped. They cry a Chacham Shemes. El Rakim Shoma Shmua Shemes. You shouldn't procrastinate and delay the Hesped and delay the Kriya until the Hesped for a Chacham. You should do it when you hear the news. Avan Re'u Shemes, Pshita Shekorim Allah B'Shas Misa, Kedina Omis B'Shas Hashem Shishi Shoma. If you see him die, L'mais L'Chacham, obviously you do it then. L'chimu Hashas Re'iya Adet B'chimu Shol Shas Hesped. So it's not only the time of the Hesped, Allah Chalama, it's not only the time of the Hesped. If you're there at the time of what? If you're there at the time, you should do it then as well. Maybe not at the time of the Shmuya. Again, let's fix that. There are three times. Shmua, when you hear he died. Hesped, which is later. And the first time is Shas, when he actually died. So don't get me wrong. He says, when a Karov that dies, you do it Shas Misa. Or Shas Shmuya. When a Chacham dies, you do it Shas Hesped. When I say Shas Hesped, that's not usually to exclude Shas Yisiyas Tushama. If you're there by the Chacham Shas Yisiyas, you should do that as well. That's what the Rav wanted at the time of Halacha L'maaseh. So, it's interesting that it could very well be the Rav wanted to put out a nafkamina between those terutzim that we had in the Taisis. Could be, a nafkamina would be L'maaseh, where you had a shirt to Korea B'Shas Shmua, but you were lazy, and he didn't tear. According to the second shot of Taisis, where you didn't tear the Kriya in the first time that you had the ability to, your Megaladas, it wasn't a big deal to you. Therefore, you should never tear Kriya again. But according to the first shot, where every Shmu is Mechayv at Kriya, and the Lashon HaGemara B'Shas Chimum is Lav Davka, it could very well be you should tear Kriya, even if you didn't tear Kriya out of laziness the first time. So it might be a good Nafkamina, Allah HaLamaisa. Might be a good Nafkamina, Allah HaLamaisa. So let's get those. Let's get to that nafkamina, and then there might be another nafkamina l'maisa. When Tais says you didn't have the shirt, the shah, and the shayna, you chayv when you afterwards, what is Tais adding on? So it could be, when Tais says, kol kereshin b'shaschimu en kera, that's pshuto, you need kriya b'shaschimu. And if you could be mischamim al neso, filuzman meruba, you have to tear kriya. Just most times when you tear kriya one time, that's enough. It's enough. What is Ram Reinuch of Shabbos? Perek Yud Alach Yud. Korea Amesu B'Shabbos Chai Mishim Yashiv Daito B'Davisa. You calm down. There's no Chimim anymore. There's no Chimim anymore, L'maisa. But, L'maisa, when you say Shani Rabbanan, when you say Shani Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan have this, that's not a Din Miyuchel L'Chachem Shemais. Even a Karov that dies, maybe you have a Chiyuv Kriya anytime you get emotional again. And that's what Taisis means. When he immediately gives it there, it's Vali Nira. So I want you to get this down. Could be another nafkamina between the two theories. What Tosis is that maybe there's no chiluk in a karav in a tamachach. That's what the Rav built up one mahalach. This teretz of Tosis is saying no. Maybe lemaisa, like we were saying from the Bach and Taz, it could be very subjective. It's not limited to a karav or a chacham. The only time we can make that distinction when it's objective, there's a difference in a Karov and a Chacham. But if it's all what? If it's all considered to be subjective, what's the difference? So it could be, according to this day in Taisis, L'maisa, it could be the Yoter Kriya even for a what Karov later on if you get so emotional. Whereas the first day in Taisis says objective, and therefore there's not going to be what? There's not going to be a difference. So we're adding on two other Nafkaminas. We built it up from the Sodi Halacha. There was three turns with those. The first two against the last one. Machleis Taz Bach. Now the Rav's adding on, maybe we can add on two other nafkaminas. If you hold it's objective, Lamaisa, there's no difference between what? If you hold it's objective, I'm sorry, there is a difference between a Karav and a Chacham. If you hold it subjective, maybe there is no difference. Shaskimu. And number two, if you're lazy, you never did it. If you're lazy, you never did it. So it's possible to say that Lamaisa, Shaskimu is Lav Davka, and Lamaisa, it's Mistabra, you can be Karav, even if you didn't do it at all, Lamaisa, because maybe you were lazy originally, right? Maybe you were lazy originally, but now you're emotional. If it's subjective, maybe the lazy guy can do it later. If it's objective, I'm sorry you missed out. So we can add out two now the nafkaminas that come out from that din. Okay, fine. Let's finish up, Lamaisa, with the following din. Okay? Now with all those three mahalchim we have, okay, now we have a chaza over them, Lamaisa. Now let's get to the prat Lamaisa, and there was another gemara. I started out that above and out, but the first gemara was on Chav Dalet. And is this institution derived from the Rabbon? So all the Rishonim say, except with the exception of the Raiva, that it's a Rabbonon. It says in Moikaton, Amr of Tachliva Baravim, Amr Shmuel, Abba Shlo Parav, Shlo Pirim Chai, Mishnim Rashaychem, Al Tifrog, Dechem Lo Tifrog, Avlosu, Begayim Rahach, Shlo Parav, Shlo Pirim Chai, Nisim. So Zach asked me, we learn out the same Pasuk Shloshim in the Test of Bezes Diraisa. No, that's only according to the Raiva. Shloshim is Diraisa. The Raiva is the same one that holds Kriya is also Diraisa. It's not from the same Pasuk. Pasuk Shah. First of all, that Gemara is written by Ravina of Ashi. This is Shmuel. Chav Dalet and Aleph. That was some of the Gemara. Number two, it's a worder. That was a Gzeiras Shava. Pera, pera from Nazar. Here we're learning out from the whole sentence. If you don't do it, you're Chayv Nisa. If you don't do it, you're Chayv Nisa. So all the Rishonim, except for the Raiva, say this is an Asmachta. The concept of Kriya is only Midrabbana. Taisus, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Beis Yosef quotes, it's all an Asmachta Ba'am, it's a Chiyuv Midrabbana. And the Rosh quoted by the Raiva says not that way, that the Chiyuv D'Raisa is Kriya, is D'Raisa, and just like Shloshim, he also holds the D'Raisa Kibus and Tispiris, he also holds the Chiyuv Kriya as a D'Raisa as well. And the Shach defies this and says, no way. The Chiv Sivkan Bez Chiv Drobon and the Kroz Smach Bama, Chenak Nil Allah, Barovari Shoinim Bachroinim, the Chiv Kiri is only the Drobonon, and that's the Din Allah Lamaisa. Okay? That's the Din Allah Lamaisa. We assume that Kriya is only considered Mibi Drobon. We shouldn't assume that a Kriya is considered only the Rive that holds like that. Rive is also the only one, I believe, that said Shloshim was Minatar. So what do you mean Shloshim Minatar? The Rive that said the Arach HaZaka as well, we saw it. Like Gabi, what? Kibus and Tispiris. Okay, let's close with the following din. Okay, then we have a lot to do tomorrow to continue the Shem. Do you need Amidit? Do you need Amidit, Lamaisa, when you do Kriya? So Kimat, Lamaisa, the Gemara says Beferish, that Amemar, in the bottom, where was it? The bottom of Chafun Beis on the bottom. I want you to know all the Gemaras, Lamaisa, right? The Gemara says that Amemar tore Kriya for his grandson when he was Niftar, right? The Gemara on the bottom of Chaf on the base. And then when his son came in, he tore Kriya again. But he tore that Kriya when he was sitting. Then he got up and he tore Kriya for a third time while he was standing. The Gemara says, what's the marker? The Gemara tries to learn out from Eve, yes? Then the Gemara says, well, by Chalitza is not Makin. So the Gemara says, Lamaisa, well, over there it didn't say Chalitza Yamo Yamo Yomer. Even though the Ritva says the Chachim, you should stand for Chalitza. Here it says the Yakum the Ikra. When Eev tore Kriya for his son that died, he stood up and he tore Kriya. That's one marker. And Rami Barachama says we tear Kriya Mugumit from Lamaisa. That's Rami Barachama says we're learning from Eev, and another marker is from David HaMelech. Two makaris why we do Kriya Mugumit. Now is that Makiv? So Rover the Rishonim say absolutely it's not Makiv at all. I'm sorry, that it is Makiv. Let's get it right. That it is Makiv, okay? Absolutely. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Ritzkeyes, the Rosh, the Rambam, that B'dievin, if you do a Kriya when you're sitting, you are not Yotzei. You must do Kriya again. And the Gesher Achayim, the Alki Yotzei, say the same thing. Kriya Me'umud is Le'ikuva, guys. It is Le'ikuva. Okay? Now there's a very fine Sefer, it's amazing, the whole Sefer just on Kriya, guys. This Sefer called Zikr B'Tzalah. So he points out the tour. He has a whole list of Rishonim that say it's Makiv. Who are the two Rishonim that say it's not? The Rif? No. And the Ravid. It's funny, I thought this was interesting. The Ravid is Makar Shloshim D'Oraisa Kriyas D'Oraisa. But on this Din of Movement, it's not Makar. He says, Beferish. The Zark Shiyukr Movement. Karmushu, because the Ravid Shiyotz again, that's a Ravafis. So the Tur writes the Ravid and the Rif are Makar. Very, very questionable whether they really hold. First of all, the two things roots from the Ravid. How do you know that's what the Ravid holds? That's what he writes there in the Zikr Mitzal. It's not so clear that that's the sheet of the Ravid that he holds that it's good, be the Evid. And also the Rif, Lamaisa, that the Rosh of Inuchim say, and the Torah says the Rif holds Bidi Evid. Beis Yosef didn't say that. Beis Yosef says Beferish, even the Rif says. Yes? Even the Rif says, because the Rif left out the whole Gemara here about it, Lamaisa. It's not so posh. The Rif goes on and says, just because that, how do you know the Rif holds the Bidi Evid, it's good? The Gamarif Efshir is really Hachi, to Lo Yatsa. So even the two Rishonim that are quoted by the Rif, that Bidi Evid is good, we have time to sign them, maybe they don't hold it's good. So the din is, Allah Chalamaisa, you must stand. So let's close with this, okay? Then we got a lot to continue tomorrow. Let's say someone was ill. Let's get it down. Imamish couldn't stand. He could not stand. And he tore Kriya when he was sitting because he was ill. What do you say about that, Allah Chalamaisa? So there's a Chazon of Adi on this, and he points out from the Chuvis Kana Bosom, Cholashen Yachal Lamod Lo Yikram Yushuv Klav. Kiyal Kriya Miyushuv Ein Sham Kriya. And I have to tell you, which we'll get into more as we get more Kriya this week, position. The stakes are high. Because if you don't need Kriya, you're over Baltashkis. You're not allowed to waste something. And Baltashkis, according to the Rambam, is only the rice on fruit trees. Any other thing you waste like food is only the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. But the Rush says it's derisive by everything. So we're very, very weary about stomp, kriya, do kriya all the time. Maybe it's baltashis. And that's what he says. He says, maybe it's an issue of baltashis because you can't stand, so don't do it. Don't do it. And Reb Avadya says, cholosh en yochel amo tov shiyikrim yushuv oshokim. It's fine. He can do it sitting or lying down, and there's no issue of baltashis. Okay, so why don't you get that down, that machlekes, and he discusses that here as well in the Zikr Mitzalo, a person cholashin on the yom, and he says, Mistabra, that it's good if you did Kriya and you don't have to do it again. He quotes here from the Sefer, I'm not sure who it is, I don't know who he's quoting, and he says, Poshim Shadis, you don't have to do Kriya again when you get healthy. That's a very interesting thing. And he goes on to say, there's a bunch of different Kriyas, guys, we're going to learn. There's Kriyas for the Bais HaMikdash. He says, Poshup Shat, all those things should require Amida. Okay? Even though, I want you to get it down, what is the Lashon of the Ramah? I'm sorry, what is the Lashon of the Mechaber? What is the Lashon of the Mechaber? Mishemes Vomes and Sif Aleph. What does that word mean? What is Roi Lisabel Aleihem? Mashmo, all these other things may be to agree with the secondary relatives? Maybe not. That's what he says if you read it well, but he says, no, I don't want you to make that diuk. It's wrong. It's a wrong diuk. And the bottom line is you require a mida for all what? For all types of kriya. And tomorrow, Blin Eder will have to mention why he thinks that diuk is not right. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry, I went over. And tomorrow we get in business. Okay, all right.